Local Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. From the Midwest into the Northeast, the hot weather is on the move. ABC's Ginger Z, our chief meteorologist, has more on the sweltering temperatures out there for millions.
The National Weather Service puts this out. It's focused on Chicago to Toledo today, Cedar Rapids too. Then it starts to move east tomorrow, Detroit, over to Pittsburgh, and eventually into New England. And that's where we're going to see some of those numbers, hottest in a decade. And that was the last time Portland, Maine did this. It was July. So this is early, and it's lasting a long time.
The hot weather contributing to wildfires in the West. President Biden is set to announce a couple of executive actions at the border, one of them making work visas easier for DACA recipients to get, another making it easier for the undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens to apply for permanent residency status. The Boston Celtics have won their 18th NBA championship. They did it in Game 5 against the Dallas Mavericks. The 18 wins breaks the tie the Celtics had with the L.A. Lakers at 17 titles each. This is ABC News. The search is on in Houston for a killer. ABC's Jim Ryan has the latest after the body of a girl was found in a creek.
The 12-year-old girl, whose name has not been released, slipped out of her family's apartment on Sunday, says Houston Police Lieutenant Stephen Hope.
We have reason to believe that the family did not know that she was leaving the house.
Hours later, a caller to 911 reported finding the girl's body in a creek not far from the apartment. The assumption is that she was murdered, and Mayor John Whitmire says,
"It makes me angry that we have dangerous criminals on the streets of Houston."
Police are reviewing security video from the neighborhood in hopes of retracing the girl's steps. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Just over a year after launching it, Apple now says it will close down its Buy Now, Pay Later service. Apple says it's partnering with other companies to offer similar programs through Apple Pay this fall. And imports of avocados from Western Mexico on hold. Officials will only say that safety inspections are being halted after an undisclosed incident. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ann Jacobs, newly elected chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, has voiced her support for criticized elections administrator Megan Wolf. As Wisconsin's top election official, Wolf had been the target of criticism since the 2020 presidential election. Supporters of Donald Trump accused Wolf of election fraud, and Wisconsin Republicans failed to impeach her earlier this year. Jacobs spoke to WISN-TV's Upfront.
Megan Wolf has done an outstanding job, and the idea that we would not have her be our administrator because people believe in conspiracy theories is not how you run good government.
Both Jacobs and Wolf will oversee the presidential election in Wisconsin in November. A heat wave has rolled into Wisconsin. Temperatures are expected to be in the low 90s in some parts of the state Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with heat indexes in the high 90s. Thunderstorms are also expected this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what North Wisconsin needs to know. Beginning today, Tuesday, June 18th, the Price County Highway Department will be providing traffic control for the Department of Transportation's polymer sealing of the bridge over the North Fork of the Flambeau River in Park Falls. State Highway 13 will be limited to one-lane traffic in the work zone from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The work is expected to take 4 days, weather permitting. Please allow extra time for your commute. Also today, June 18th, the Price County Highway Department will begin crack filling State Highway 13 from Walnut Street and Fifield to the bridge over the North Fork of the Flambeau River in Park Falls. State Highway 13 will be limited to one-lane traffic in the work zone from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. The work is expected to take 4 days, weather permitting. Again, please allow extra time for your commute. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Sheridan Carl Schock, age 78, of Glidden, died on Wednesday, June 12th, at his home. He is survived by his wife, Shirley, of Glidden, by his daughter, Carla Schock, of Appleton, further survived by his daughter-in-law, along with three sisters, Marilyn Sellers, of Park Falls, by Donna Slagenhaupt, of Hialeah, Florida, and by Joanne Hall, of Park Falls. Survived by two brothers, Jerry Schock of Park Falls and Lonnie Schock of Hudson. Further survived by his brothers-in-law and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. At Sheridan's request, no services will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This is a funeral notice for Sheridan Carl Schock, age 78, of Glidden. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimskern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and breezy with a high near 85, south winds 20 to 30 miles per hour, an afternoon or evening shower or thunderstorm possible. For tonight, showers and storms, breezy with a low near 61. Wednesday, chance of a storm and a high of 73. Currently, 66 degrees.
Get ready to rev up your engines with our full range of automotive services at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Call or visit them today at 715-762-2525 and take advantage of their awards program for lube oil filter services. Schedule 5 and the next one is on them. Plus, enjoy complimentary tire rotation, included with your purchase for the life of the tires. D&D offers 24-hour towing 7 days a week for your peace of mind. Find them on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin, a proud community supporter of the Old Abe Memorial Park Project.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Packers released their training camp schedule. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have released their training camp schedule with 13 practices open to the public. Training camp begins Monday, July 22nd. I asked Jordan Love what he plans to do this summer as he heads back home to California.
Yeah, just keep working. I'm outside of here and getting back with my personal quarterback coach I work with and just continuing to focus on the little details and things I want to keep working on. And, you know, each guy has their own preference and whatnot. But, I mean, I've been with my quarterback coach since sophomore year of high school. So definitely someone I'm comfortable with and the details and footwork and things like that that I need to work on. So it's good work away from here.
Baseball, the Brewers' West Coast trip is underway with games in L.A. and San Diego. About a dozen players are from there. Shortstop, Willie Adames.
Yeah. A lot of guys are really excited to go back to their, you know, roots and, you know, see some family, some friends, and they're probably going to have a lot of fans. We're probably going to have to give them the tickets because they probably have so many guys there.
Last night, the Crew losing to the Angels 5-3. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
This morning show just starts my day off.
He's a very strange young man.
98Q Country.
Here's some PG movies they have now. Moana, Frozen, Monsters, Inc. Here's a PG movie I watched as a child. Jaws. Jaws was PG. Oh, I didn't go by myself. I went with my friend Margie Hodges. I was 11. She was 9. And our mothers just dropped us off with some money and said, have a great afternoon. And so we went to Beachwood Cinemas in Athens, Georgia. We went in there. We bought our popcorn and our Raisinets and our Junior Mints. It was in the middle of the day, so I think we were the only people in the movie theater. And we went like halfway down and halfway across. And I remember sitting down and Margie said to me, what's this movie? And I said, I don't know. It's something about going to the beach. Now, had we bothered to look at the poster on the way in, we would have read the words, the terrifying movie from the number one terrifying bestseller, Above the Giant Shark. But we didn't look at it. Our moms certainly didn't look at it. They didn't even get out of the car.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Morning. I'm glad you're here.
Wipe the sleep from your eyes and crank it up. Good morning.
98Q Country.
Maybe you a song. You made me want to roll my windows down and
online at 98qcountry.com.
98.3 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store. 98Q Country.
Johnson, country classic, Living on Love and 98Q. We're on our way to about 85, it looks like, for today. Already sitting at 72, is that right? Ooh. Dry day today during the daytime hours, humid. And we'll see a decent chance of rain and thunderstorms after supper tonight, probably later on tonight. First day of summer officially kicks in on Thursday and runs through mid-late September. So a warmer, humid day today, but then only about 72 for the rest of the way this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm really busy. I was just putting together our list of reality radio guests for tomorrow. Lots of good local stuff we'll be talking about. We're full from front to end, so tune in tomorrow morning for good local radio, 8 to 10. Eastern half of the U.S. is dealing with a oppressive heat wave. I like to put the number of people that are suffering. It's like 81 million people will be in heat today. They never do that when there's a winter storm here in northern Wisconsin. They say 71,000 people will be affected by a winter storm. They don't do that. They always like to, pick those highly populated areas. 171 people will be oppressed by heat today. The wow factor of weather. So the eastern half of the U.S. dealing with that. And we're not used to 85 and humid, so this will be warmer than what we're used to today. So plan your day accordingly. I saw a list this morning of the top 20 best run cities in America. Now, these aren't necessarily the best places to live, but they are cities that apparently are run pretty well. And you look at the list of places and, you're like, where's Nampa, Idaho, Joel? N-A-M-P-A, Nampa, Idaho. It has the lowest long-term debt per capita of any city. I'm sure they had some kind of a criteria. City had to be so large. It is 57 and a half times lower than the city of San Francisco. So San Francisco's debt is 57 times higher than this town of Nampa, Idaho. A couple of South Dakota towns making the list. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, listed as one of the better places to live. Warwick, Rhode Island. Ever been to Rhode Island? I have twice. Kind of a cool area. Not sure I'd want to live there, but it's kind of cool. It has the fewest violent crimes per 1,000 people in Warwick, Rhode Island. 31 times fewer than Memphis, Tennessee. So Miami and Hialeah, Florida, they have the lowest unemployment rate. So if you want to work, you can work in Miami. You can't afford to live there, but you can work. That's six times lower than Flint, Michigan. Flint, Michigan has one of the highest unemployment rates. So the best places to live, according to debt ratios and stuff like that, Nampa, Idaho, number one. Lewiston, Fayette, Kentucky, number two. Boise, Idaho, number three. People loving that Idaho stuff. Nashua, New Hampshire, four. Oklahoma City, number five, one of the larger cities. Durham, North Carolina, six. Provo, Utah, seven. Fort Wayne, Indiana, eight. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, lived there for a year or so, earlier days, number nine. And Wichita, Kansas, came in at number 10. Nobody in Wisconsin, Minnesota, or even Iowa made the list. And again, they're not necessarily the best places to live, like entertainment value and stuff like that, but as far as like low unemployment rate and debt ratio for the city, that's, I guess everybody can make the top 10 at something, right? Best places to catch a crappie. That would be, Lugerville. So that would be, I don't know. I guess you can make enough lists. We could all be on, good to be on a list sometimes. Not that list, but the other list. A planned spacewalk at the International Space Station was scratched yesterday. Did you see that? They scratched it because they had a spacesuit discomfort issue. Spacesuit discomfort issue. I don't know
what. What the hell's going on out here?
You imagine like a football player saying, "I can't play today. My suit doesn't fit right." I think from the old days of school,
Yeah, no, nothing like a old space wedgie, huh? That's right. I think you want to be comfortable when you're floating around out there. So understandable. They put a little hold on that. Did you see where a member of the Secret Service was robbed at gunpoint? It happened during President Biden's visit to California over the weekend. That's pretty blatant, isn't it? It's just a sign that so many of these people that are committing these dumb crimes, they're just looped out on drugs. They're either looped out on drugs or they're just searching to get money to get drugs. It grabs a hold of your brain and makes you do stupid things. Because who does that, really? Who robs a Secret Service person at gunpoint? You're not going to get away with it. It's just not going to happen. Music in the Park. It's going live. Let's see. Wednesday Night Live. That's in Park Falls on Wednesdays. And then Phillips has their Music in the Park on Thursdays. So lots of good stuff going on. Park Falls will kick off theirs officially tomorrow. It's over by the Rec Arena. Lots of refreshments, lots of food, lots of good stuff over there. And the weather should be nice for that. Nice. It's not going to be, I know what you're saying, Joel, today's hot, but tomorrow is going to be a lot better with temperatures only about 72 or so. We get you updated twice an hour on what's going on. The crew playing last night. Let's get you updated. ABC kicks it off.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. From the Midwest into the Northeast, the hot weather is on the move. ABC's Ginger Z, our chief meteorologist, has more on the sweltering temperatures out there for millions.
The National Weather Service puts this out. It's focused on Chicago to Toledo today, Cedar Rapids too. Then it starts to move east. Tomorrow, Detroit, over to Pittsburgh, and eventually into New England. And that's where we're going to see some of those numbers, hottest in a decade. And that was the last time Portland, Maine did this. It was July. So this is early, and it's lasting a long time.
The hot weather contributing to wildfires in the West. President Biden is set to announce a couple of executive actions at the border, one of them making work visas easier for DACA recipients to get, another making it easier for the undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens to apply for permanent residency status. The Boston Celtics have won their 18th NBA championship. They did it in Game 5 against the Dallas Mavericks. The 18 wins breaks the tie the Celtics had with the L.A. Lakers at 17 titles each. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is expecting to issue a ruling soon about ballot drop boxes. University of Wisconsin political scientist Barry Burden.
The Supreme Court has considered a new case that would allow them again, and there is a new liberal majority that seems more inclined to permit those again as they were used in 2020.
Last week, justices gave local clerks flexibility about locating absentee polling places, but kept a ban on early voting vehicles in place. The U.S. Energy Department is giving the University of Wisconsin Extension $1 million to educate communities about large-scale renewable energy projects. Those projects usually go up in smaller communities where they often face strong local opposition. Wisconsin already has 33 large-scale solar developments in place or in progress in 21 counties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what North Wisconsin needs to know. It's Pollinator Week. Wisconsin is home to 400 different types of pollinators, including rare and endangered butterflies and 20 species of bumblebee. To support them, the Wisconsin DNR encourages people to grow native plants like milkweed, coneflower, and bee balm. Providing water and shelter and not using pesticides or herbicides can help them too. Family farm advocates are calling for cuts in federal subsidies to large animal feeding operations, technically known as concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, in the farm bill being debated in Congress. Right now, CAFOs can qualify for as much as $100 million every year to reduce some of the environmental damage they can cause. That's taxpayer money that Barb Kolbach, a fourth-generation family farmer in Adair County, Iowa, said could be put to much better use by small family farmers on their land. Kolbach said, quote, things like filter strips along streams and rivers, which helps with erosion, and it also helps with nitrates and other pollutants entering the water, end quote. CAFO operators contend they use the federal money to defend against environmental damage and that they're always looking for cleaner, safer ways to raise high-quality meats while responding to increased consumer demand. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose in Anaheim. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing last night to the Angels 5-3. Milwaukee starting pitcher Carlos Rodriguez giving up those five runs, four earned. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
That's his second major league start.
Do you feel like he took a step forward tonight, though, Murph?
And I think he's going to be a good pitcher. There's no question about it. But you got to have fastball command. You got to be able to throw a fastball in the zone when you want to. The leadoff walk to Adell there is, you know, unnecessary. And then what happened after that? I'm just got to control it a little better. But, yeah, I think he's going to be very good.
Basketball, the Boston Celtics are the NBA champions. They beat the Dallas Mavericks 106-88. Former Buck Drew Holiday now has his second championship ring.
They really embraced me when I first got here, and they made this game super easy. But the fans here are insane, man. I didn't expect it to be like this. I love you guys.
That's the Celtics' Drew Holiday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
I'm just looking for
you. I love.
98Q Country.
Those storm clouds gathering around.
98QCountry.com.
Turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing, no commas.
Love Saturday Night, 98Q at 7:48. It's 12 before 8. We're about ready to kick off summer here on Thursday. And temperatures are certainly feeling like it today. 85 today. And hot and humid. You can feel it out there already. I've got some complimentary, and that would mean free for those of you not quite getting complimentary. Free. I got some free tickets to go see Molly Hatchet. And some of you are saying, Joel, who's Molly Hatchet? And to you I say, you young whippersnapper is what I say. Yes, back in the 70s and 80s, we had these hair groups and stuff, and this was a recognizable name. I think if you're over 50, you know who Molly Hatchet is, right? They had quite a few hit songs. They were rock and roll. They were kind of considered, pretty extreme. I don't want to use the word rebellious, but it was probably a group that, mom and dad maybe weren't real happy that you were listening to their music, all right? So they had songs like Flirting with Disaster, probably their big one. Okay, now you're thinking, okay, I've heard of that, Joel. That was their big song, but they've had, they've had others too that charted. Flirting with Disaster was probably their biggie. So they're going to be Molly Hatchet, the entity of Molly Hatchet, the group, is coming to Lake of the Torches on Friday, July 5th. And I've got a couple of pairs of tickets. If you want to go there for free, first come, first serve, give me a call here. I'll put your name on them. You can stop on by and grab them. You might enjoy this show. So it's pretty cool. Always a good seat over there, Lake of the Torches. 7 o'clock show on Friday, July 5th. So if you want them, got a couple of pairs, 715-762-3221.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
How's your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Kick gutter stress to the curb with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years of expertise for peace of mind. Get your quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Relax, we've got you covered.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and breezy with a high near 85, south winds 20 to 30 miles per hour, an afternoon or evening shower or thunderstorm possible. For tonight, showers and storms, breezy with a low near 61, Wednesday, chance of a storm and a high of 73. Currently, 69 degrees.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now. I'm a little
more country. Love this radio station.
This is
98Q Country.
Thank you.
this is it. Yeah, this is it. She was dressed to kill, I was in my booth. Call me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Edge of